We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, blessed viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Saudi Arabia donates an additional $10 million for a Palestinian refugee camp. In good governance news, the United Kingdom government boosts child care assistance by £300 million. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue, an American nonprofit dedicated to the well-being of these sweet-natured co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 7th, is the birthday of esteemed Brazilian composer Mr. Ayi Evangelista Barroso, born in Ubo Menos Gerais, Brazil, in 1903. He was one of the great songwriters of Brazilian popular music and was among the most influential pre-bossa nova composers in the country. Mr. Barroso's top widely acclaimed pieces were Aquarela do Brasil, also referred to as Brazil, as well as Na Baixo do Sapateio, or Bahia. His Rio de Janeiro was nominated for a 1944 Oscar. In 1955, Mr. Barroso was awarded the prestigious National Order of Merit, the highest honor given by the Brazilian government. May the joy brought to many by Mr. Ayi Evangelista Barroso expand as his music continues to be played around the world.
Lion News, earthquakes jolt Vanuatu, Chile, and USA. On Saturday, November 5th, a tremor registering 5.8 on the Richter scale struck the island nation of Vanuatu, 61 kilometers south of the capital Port Vila. Latin America was rattled the same day as northern Chile was hit by a magnitude 5.7 quake 22 kilometers northeast of Antofagasta.
In the USA, after several smaller seismic events earlier in the day, a 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck in central Oklahoma late Saturday, just 71 kilometers northeast of Oklahoma City, with officials noting it as the largest quake to occur since record-keeping began. The rare tremor resulted in damage to several structures, also causing one of the state's highways to buckle in several places. Both the earlier tremors and aftershocks that followed shook people's nerves as they were felt in states as far away as Texas to the south and Tennessee to the east, with emergency managers sent to conduct more thorough local assessments. There were fortunately no immediate reports of serious injuries or casualties in any of the quakes. Our appreciation, U.S. personnel, for your prompt response to the disaster. May such distressing events soon be a thing of the past as we strive to adopt gentler, more eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Flood response ongoing amidst dire conditions in Thailand and Cambodia. As Thailand's flooding extends into its third month, news network CNN reported on Sunday, November 6th, that fatalities had risen to 506. Nearly 2.5 million people have been affected by flooding in 25 of the nation's 64 provinces, with evacuations that continue as water is still seeping into the capital, Bangkok. Neighboring Cambodia has also been severely impacted, with up to 1.7 million people affected and some 240,000 displaced by what many are calling the worst floods in living memory. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of children are out of school, as more than 4,000 facilities have been closed across both countries.
In efforts to provide relief and longer-term assistance, agencies such as the UN World Food Program, or WFP, have appealed for aid, with the WFP announcing as of Friday that it will be distributing food supplies and other help to some 150,000 vulnerable Cambodians. Meanwhile, Hong Kong is donating $451,000 to aid the flood affected in both Thailand and Cambodia, while Singapore's Mosque Committee stated that the nation's 69 mosques are raising funds for the flood victims. The Asian Development Bank has donated $3 million in emergency assistance to support Cambodia's disaster response, and the U.S. is providing $1.5 million to help meet urgent needs, while China is donating a further $1.5 million, adding to $7.8 million provided in October. The Danish government has also doubled its donations to rural Cambodia, contributing $60,000 to distribute emergency food aid to 7,000 people in central Kampongchang province through the rural development agency Life with Dignity. Germany has similarly increased its contributions to Cambodia for a total of $1.3 million donated in 2011 thus far.
His Highness Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah of Kuwait has given $3.5 million for the flood stricken in Thailand, while the government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, is providing 7 tons of drinking water and 2 tons of food supplies. The Catholic charity Caritas, which initially responded by distributing essentials such as food and soap to thousands of families, has appealed for approximately 500,000 euros to help the flood victims. Meanwhile, in Malaysia's second humanitarian mission to Thailand, non-governmental organizations are bringing essential food aid.
Our earnest appreciation, all governments, groups, and individuals extending your kind-hearted support to the flood-hit residents of Thailand and Cambodia. As we pray for the protection of all people in the region, may such devastating conditions be minimized through humanity's more considerate stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng trời đông lạnh gió, chúng sạp sơ lông cành tả tơi tiềm muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang, sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ ngày nắng đêm tiêu tụy võ ta thương xót nhiều nay lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô tìm đâu ra có ngọt suối cam lộ, lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở khiếu trần gian, ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh,
be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 443. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Study shows vegetarian diet and exercise reduce risk of diabetes, published in the Journal of Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases, new research led by Dr. Serena Tonstad at Loma Linda University in California, USA, has shown that plant-based fare and exercise are effective deterrents to type 2 diabetes. This study was conducted exclusively with African Americans, who have been noted to be more vulnerable to the disease and its adverse complications. Amongst the 7,172 participants, those who exercised 3 or more times a week reduced their risk by 35%, while those who followed a vegan or entirely plant-based diet were found to be a full 70% less likely to ever be diagnosed with the disease. Dr. Tonstad commented that these results are very encouraging toward a goal in such populations of being able to prevent type 2 diabetes altogether.
Nearly a third of the children in this country are either overweight or obese, and a third will suffer from diabetes at some point in their lifetime. In Hispanic and African American communities, those numbers climb even higher, so that nearly half of the children in those communities will suffer the same fate. Those numbers are unacceptable. It's plain and simple. They're not eating right, and they're not moving their bodies at all. Well, I've learned that if it's fresh and grown locally, it's probably going to taste better. That's what I learned. And that's how I've been able to get my children to try different things, and in particular, fruits and vegetables.
Our appreciation, Dr. Serena Tonstad and colleagues, for sharing these encouraging findings about the benefits of wholesome lifestyles in bringing greater health. May more and more people adopt the life-saving vegan fare for optimal vitality and peace of mind.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Rescued puppy gets second chance at life, as reported on Friday, November 4th, by News Channel 5 in Ohio, USA. Animal lover Miss Jen Coakley, known to her friends for her stray animal radar, immediately pulled her car over when she saw a young dog without a leash following a passerby on the sidewalk in the city of Cleveland. She found that the 2-month-old Labrador hound mix had been rescued by the man the previous day in response to sounds he heard coming from a garbage can. However, as he was unable to permanently care for the dog, Miss Coakley agreed to help, bringing the puppy home for cleaning, loving care, and a new name of Chester. Miss Coakley said that although her heart had lots of room for Chester, her house was already full, so she took him to the Cleveland Animal Protective League to be adopted into a forever loving home. Upon knowing the condition of Chester's rescue, League Executive Director Sharon Harvey reminded the public that such abandonment is not only cruel but illegal, saying that all animals as living creatures are deserving of respect. Our gratitude, Miss Jen Coakley, Miss Sharon Harvey, Cleveland Animal Protection League, and the kind passerby for saving and caring for innocent puppy Chester. May he and every living being be cherished and loved as our family and friends.
Save Our Planet. Small fish also at risk of collapse. Reporting on two recent studies, U.S.-based environmental science publication Manga Bay described how human activities are placing the survival of smaller marine fish such as anchovies, sardines, mackerel, and herring at risk. The first research, conducted by Australian scientists, found that even so-called sustainable fishing practices are actually pushing many of these species towards extinction. They also noted that smaller fish currently comprise about 30% of all that are caught for either human consumption or use in livestock and farmed fish feed.
The second study, conducted by U.S. scientists, revealed that despite a greater resiliency, small fish are as vulnerable as their larger counterparts to population declines, with severe impact to marine ecosystems along the way. Researcher and study co-author Dr. Malin Pinsky of Stanford University in California, USA, stated, "The important lesson is that all species of fish can collapse once humans decide to eat or use them, from sardines to swordfish. You hear the old adage, don't sweat the small stuff, but for fisheries, we do have to care about the little ones."
We appreciate these insights, international scientists, alerting us to the threats imposed by human consumption of smaller fish. May we all quickly adopt life-embracing practices that protect these and all fellow inhabitants on Earth.
During an April 2011 video conference in Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the vital role of every species, including fish.
"The thousands of species of magnificent animals on our world, on our planet, are here, not to be consume, not to be eaten, but to provide us and our earth with a stabilizing, unconditional love, blessing, and evolutionary help. And as part of this love, they also maintain the delicate balance of all the ecosystems on land and in the seas and in the atmosphere as well, like the little sardine fish that we should not remove from the sea, because this little fish serves a vital role in maintaining oxygen and avoiding the conditions for dead zones. Every single being on this planet has a noble job to fulfill. So if we kill any of them, we are killing a part of ourselves, slowly or quickly. Animals are here to live out their natural lives in freedom and dignity and peace, just like the way we want. They are here for us to love, respect, and be loved."
Save Our Planet. Meeting on November 3, 2011, the 42-member Alliance of Small Island States calls for a new international climate pact to be signed before the Kyoto Protocol expires in 2012 and a timetable to be agreed at the climate summit in Durban, South Africa, as island countries face increasingly more severe impacts from climate change.
Save Our Planet. A November 3, 2011 report by the U.S. Department of Energy states that the global output of greenhouse gases increased by its largest amount ever in 2010, as the gases also rose to levels more severe than a worst-case scenario forecast 4 years ago by UN climate experts.
Warning news. A November 1, 2011 article in the UK-based Daily Mail highlights concerns over a re-emergence of the human form of mad cow disease or other equally lethal animal-transmitted variants, based on farmers now being permitted once more to use livestock feed that contains animal remains.
Greetings, friends. I'm Hitu the Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. My nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. Here's a household tip for today. Sometimes scissors get sticky or gummy and don't work properly. You can clean them up by wiping them down with vinegar. They'll be like new again. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
humanitarian news, Saudi Arabia donates $10 million more for a Palestinian refugee camp. The additional funds will be for the next stage of the reconstruction of the Nahr el-Barad in North Lebanon. This contribution brings the total given by the government of Saudi Arabia to $35 million for the largest project the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, has started. The plan is estimated to cost $328 million and is expected to be completed in mid-2012. Our deep appreciation, Saudi Arabia government, and Allah's blessings for your generous dedication to the pure-hearted people of Palestine. May all who are displaced have a quick return to normalcy and peace.
In good governance news, the United Kingdom government boosts child care assistance by £300 million. The increase in funding will benefit 80,000 women who did not qualify for aid earlier because they work 16 hours weekly or less. It is part of the government's universal credit, a welfare reform system, which will start in 2013. People who are part of the program can receive up to £175 a week for one child or £300 weekly for two or more children. Our sincere thankfulness, United Kingdom government, for your support of families. May all nations take steps to enhance the well-being of precious citizens. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership on an American nonprofit which operates the largest donkey rescue operation in the nation. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for a life-giving world. See you soon. Please stay tuned for more conscientious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, thriving news for a flourishing world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, presenting the Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue, an American nonprofit which helps share information with the public on the loving qualities of these good-natured co-inhabitants.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue, PVDR, of the United States is dedicated to offering a safe and nurturing home to all donkeys that have been mistreated, neglected, or are in danger of losing their lives. Begun by Mark and Amy Myers more than 10 years ago, the nonprofit is now the largest rescue operation of its kind in the USA, with ranch facilities and satellite adoption centers throughout the nation.
PVDR is also committed to the educational work about the sweet nature of donkeys and the valuable contribution they have made to humanity. Seminars, fieldwork, and clinics are held to help donkey caregivers throughout the world. Furthermore, the sanctuary facilitates adoption of donkey friends who have been found to be loyal and delightful companions.
PDVR assumes lifelong responsibility for the lovely animals. For example, if an adopted donkey becomes ill and the family cannot afford the cost of veterinarian services, PDVR will take care and provide the best medical treatment. Mark Myers has been featured on popular television programs such as Animal Planet and ABC's Eye on LA. Bravo, Mark and Amy Myers and the Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue. We wish you much continued success in enabling many of these beautiful animal friends to have lives full of joy and dignity.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Samoan entitled, A Big Roll.
Ole tasi te maloa, saulungi ele papu matu fesili I tangata sa yai. O su e eseisi se ta I gatu pe u fa maul pa umeme. U fa lata lata mai le is tangata mtali mai. O au, o la umele na, vai mai. O pa umeme I lea.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the story of the ancient Awe language on Enlightening Entertainment. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wow! Interesting. Fido from Togo.
The last song is always played at Awe parties. Viewer from the United Kingdom.
Very informative and interesting. Enjoyed it.
Linda from Brooklyn, USA.
Amiable Fido, Linda, and friend from the United Kingdom, how wonderful to hear from you. It is certainly fascinating to find out about the amazing heritages and languages of our world. May all people of diverse cultures be blessed to share our planet in a spirit of harmony and goodwill.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with the pure bliss of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Korea's Unification Minister, Yoo Woo-ik, announces plans to seek private donations toward a goal of raising $50 billion for reunification efforts with North Korea, saying that legislation to officially establish the fund may be agreed by the end of this year.
With Malaysia's mediating help, resumed peace talks between the Philippine government and leaders of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front result in an agreement to speed ongoing discussions toward restoring harmony on the Philippine island of Mindanao.
As part of the agency's continuous efforts to help those most in need, the African Union, United Nations Hybrid Operation in Darfur, or UNAMID, donates solar and manually powered radios to members of the Zalangay Disabled Union in Sudan.
Sri Lanka sends a shipment of flood relief aid, including tea, biscuits, sleeping bags, bed sheets, exercise books, and medicines to Pakistan to aid residents of Sindh province in recovering from September 2011 floods.
The UK-based General Assembly of the International Union of Pure and Applied Physics approves the identification of three new elements, darmstadtium, rentgenium, and copernicium, to be assigned the number 110, 111, and 112 respectively on the periodic table of elements.
Mayor Stephen Mandel of Edmonton, Canada, American rock musician Joan Jett calls on the mayor and the director of the local zoo to release the zoo's only elephant, Lucy, to the greater freedom of an animal sanctuary in a warmer southern climate.
Responding to a call for help from the Alwiam Charitable Society, His Majesty King Abdullah of Jordan announces his country's sponsorship of 1,500 Palestinian orphans in Gaza as he pledges increased support to Jordanian organizations caring for orphan children as well.
As part of a nuclear-free goal for the island, Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou states that licenses of existing nuclear power plants will be allowed to lapse without being renewed as alternative energy sources are developed for the greatest public and environmental safety.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWM.